Blog Talk Radio.
We don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus. Yes,
Hallelujah. Have the mercy.
Yes,
Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
We don't want no devils.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity. Deliver us peace. Deliver us love, man. We know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Now I'm in need you now. Pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything. Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel faith, and in my holy war.
The pressure, not blessing. Why, oh, why you do me wrong? Whoa. You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Hey. Don't have much friends to fight, so I look to the light. Whoa. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. Oh, no. I'm afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will feel their questions. I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. They don't know.
Foot on the devil's neck till it drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia.
Treat the demons just like Pam.
I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo after bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia. You can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Something of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that the day one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine. Glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just throw this at the end of fucking lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Luciano from 79.
We on an ultralight beam. We on an ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
world. Father, this prayer's for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer's for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times. You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need
conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
Well, welcome. Welcome to the BZNZ Internet Talk Radio Show, where I am indeed your gracious host, Tyrant Joe. Tonight, we you are in for a treat. We have a show that is titled especially for you. Rights, Roles, Responsibilities, Part 2. Back to the basics, the fundamentals of dating. We must go to the fundamentals to build a strong foundation and look at the relationship as a house. We know that any house that's built on a strong foundation is not going to fall. Any relationship that's built on a strong foundation, that's not going to fall also. So there are some things that we must talk about and some things that we must discuss. And some of them are not easy to talk about. Some of them are not easy to discuss, but it must be done. Tonight, if you want to join the conversation, just look down at the screen below and you will see the phone number. I don't know which one of my co-hosts is going to join me tonight. So until anybody do, I'm going to be up here and I'm going to talk to you for a while. Before we get started, as always, let's go to DMX. We're going to have a word of prayer. I think it's important that we have a word of prayer for certain conversations like this. All right, amen. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, we are still in a pandemic, and it is important that we continue to take our vitamins, drink our water. I'm kind of down to my last little bit, so I know I'm about to get up and go grab me another bottle. But until then, also, everybody, get you some vitamin C. Get you some zinc to build up the immune system. Do fasting as well. People been talking about intermittent fasting. What intermittent fasting is where you fast either from 11 o'clock, either from, 7 o'clock at night till probably 7 in the morning, or you fast until, 10 at night till about 10 or 11 in the morning. 12 midnight to about 12 in the morning, you fast. Be 12 afternoon, you fast. Not letting any food or anything, maybe some water. That's it. Get it to your body. And during that 12 hour period, You can also work out. That's gonna help boost that metabolism. You know, I mean, it has worked in my life, and I'm back on it again. Fast, not eating till 12 or 11. However you want to set them 12 hours. That's what we talking about. We fasting like that. We trying to lose this weight, so our immune system be strong. If your immune system is strong, it's gonna be real hard to let viruses, things like that, come in and flood the community, flood the block. All right, tonight, topic is rights, roles, and responsibilities, part two. Okay, so let's go ahead and recap just a little bit till I see my co-host get in. I'll bring them in once I see them. But let's see, definition of rights. It says a moral or legal entitlement to have or attain something or to act in a certain way. See, the problem is a lot of people don't want to act or do things in a certain way. They want to buck the system or act in a wild, abrupt manner. Remember when talking about building a strong foundation, things have to be in order. Let's look at a house. If, you know, whatever it is, the joints and joists that they have to put together, I'm not a construction worker, I'm not a builder, but whatever it is they have to do, you know, for the foundation, let's say one piece went out of place. How do you think, or, you know, the house probably might be able to stand, but how long would it be before the house falls? As we're talking about accuracy. Things being accurate. I'll read it again. It says, a moral or a legal entitlement to have or obtain in something or to act in a certain way. Rights. You have the rights to do certain things. You do. You have the right to voice your opinion. Just like you also have the right to zip your lips. In relationships, people, men and women, sometimes got to be quiet. I was having a conversation the other day talking about, seriously, this might come to a shock to you, but I'm a podcast host. I like to talk, you know, on my podcast, but outside this podcast, I also like to be quiet. I like to observe. I don't really like to talk on the phone much. Some of y'all might know. I mean, I only talk to, like, if I'm going to talk on the phone, there's a select few that I'm going to talk on the phone with. Everybody don't get my talking on the phone time. So number one, I'm always busy. You know, I'm either at work or I'm working on my podcast. So it's something always going on. I'm there working on something else, trying to bring generational wealth into the game. So if I'm going to talk to you, and like, not just talk, but I'm going to give you about an hour of my time of talking, know that you somebody special in my life. Because if not, I'm always quiet. I'm always quiet. I'm always thinking. I'm always observing who and what is around me. So know your rights. Know that these are some things that you can do when you are in a relationship. You ain't always got to have the last word. I think that's another one too that really gets us. Everybody gotta have the last word. I know on my Facebook page, there's a lot of people on my Facebook page. You know, I know some of my stuff that I post, it gives people hot and heat. That's not my problem. But you know what's crazy? I don't go back with everybody. I don't go back and forth. I don't go back and forth with everybody like that on my page. You know what I do? Man, I just disappear. Let them say what they're going to say. Keep them moving. Let's go to responsibility. I see Jazz even came into the building. Let's go to responsibility. No, go to role. The function assumed or portrayed by a person or thing in a particular situation. Now, you know, it amazes me how I hear, you know, people talking about, you know, when they get in a relationship, they can't wait to do this, they can't wait to do that. But on the other hand, they holler and talk about, women's rights movement paved the way. And I'm not about to get on the women, but I hear this a lot. But I'm like, okay, if you can't wait to be submissive, if you can't wait to play your role as a wife, then why get upset when your man asks you about cooking or cleaning? Come on, man. Make this make sense. I mean, seriously. I hear this so much. Like, oh, I just can't wait to submit to a man that's just a manly man. I can't wait to just, you know, give my all to that man. But then when you talk about cooking, cleaning, let's say cooking and cleaning out, sexy. You bucket. Let's put the shoe on the other foot. I can't wait to be a manly man. She talking about being her protector, her provider, her guide. I take pride in that. Do the men, I mean, real like men, do we buck against that? Yeah, of course, they're probably our song. But that's just something that I don't get. That's something that blows my mind. Go to responsibilities. A thing that one is required to do as part of a job, role, or legal obligation. You know what that is? That happens as you sat down and you had the conversation. Like, okay, we're a couple. There's me and you. What Rabia Sadiq say? Just me and you. It's just me. It's just me and you. Nobody else. Alright? So this is what's expected. This is what's required. This is how we're going to run this operation. Any objection, you know, any input, please do. But after we had this conversation, everything is solid. Then what happened? They sometimes tend to fall apart. I don't know. I have to say this, though. Like, what kind of world is this we live in? As a black man, I'm going to put a shameless plug, too. This Saturday, y'all not going to want to miss this Saturday. It's Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern. I'll be at the Gary Muslim Temple. Man, I'm so happy that they asked me to come back. Gary Muslim Temple hosting or facilitating a discussion about manhood. Yours truly, Father's Day Eve. Oh, we've got two holidays that day. Father's Day Eve and Juneteenth. Yeah, I'm not going to voice my opinion on Juneteenth being a holiday. But, yeah, this Saturday, 7 p.m. Eastern. No. Wait, is it 7 p.m. Eastern? Well, I guess it is. No, it's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. That's how we're going to run that. This Saturday. But it amazes me how, okay, a black man already have this pressure put on him. When he leave his house to go to work, and he got to fight against, you know, either mentally, and hell, sometimes physically, he got to fight against certain obstacles that's in his way. But why is it that when he comes back home, he got to fight against a whole another obstacle that should not be in his way? Come on, I need somebody to answer that. I need somebody to answer that. Just having a conversation today about alpha male and beta male. And, you know, saying, you know, how I was talking about my upbringing and how I was taught as a man. Men shouldn't cry. Men don't do this. Men don't do that. A lot of it I took. Some of it I had to throw away. Because I know as a man has emotion. And to just deny your emotion all the way, I think you're doing yourself a disservice as a man. Don't deny him. Don't deny him, you know what I'm saying? Acknowledge. So, and that's the thing. Oh, man, it's just so much. It's so much to go with that. You talk about a man and his emotions. There's a lot to go with it because I know, again, women, that when a man do show emotion, women, I know women that'll laugh at him. Like, come on, man. What world do we live in? What world are we living in where this is, we being talked about, and we too manly. Being talked about, and we show emotion. So it's like, damn do we do, damn do we don't. What do you want us to do? All right. Let me bring my co-host in. I guess it's just me and Jazzy tonight. Good evening, Jazzy. No camera tonight. Wow, we don't get to see you anymore. Wow, how do we lose that privilege? Guys, stay out of Jazzy's inbox. Stay out of Jazzy's inbox. That's what it sounds like. Sound like somebody been stalking. Y'all, guys, don't stalk Jazzy. Please don't stalk Jazzy. Okay. Okay. If you would like to get with Jazzy, just hit me up first, and I'll make that connection for you. Okay. Hit me up first. Let me know what all you want to do to Jazzy, and I'll let her know, and then go from there. All right. Ooh. She says she's good in that area, y'all. You know what that means. Well, congrats. All right, let me hear your comments, opinion. Well, no, that's why you here, because some stuff I don't know. So go ahead and drop it. Drop it. Go ahead. Okay. I know, Paul. And that's just messed up. That's just messed up. Right. But I'm saying that's messed up because, you know, that messes it up probably for the next nigga that dates you. That's going to mess it up for him. Because if he show emotion or whatever that way, you're going to be like, is this nigga trying to play with me or what? And you said that was like two exes ago that was being manipulated. Oh, a few. Okay. I mean, you know what the thing is? It's rough all the way around in the dating realm of black people. So that's all I only date black women. So I mean, it's crazy, and that's why I'm saying we really got to do something about that because. If not, we going downhill, Jazzy. It ain't gonna be no more dating and relationship. You gonna have to join the Catholic Church and be a nun. For real. It ain't gonna be no more. I'm just saying. But I'm saying we screwed though. We all screwed. Yeah, I mean, but again, no. Why do it have to be this way? Why do it have to be this way as far as, I understand why it is because people that play games so much says you just don't know. You just don't know. Yeah. So Jazzy, let me ask you. This is getting quite interesting. What should a person do as far as taking their time? Like walk us through that. When you first meet a man or whatever, what is some things that you're gonna do differently now, you know, that you did do in the past? Ha, 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 ha. Okay. Now, let me ask you. When you take this time to be single for a while, will there be any work that you're going to do on yourself? I had to ask you that because I know so many people that don't think there's nothing wrong with themselves. It's just the person they was with, so all the problems with them. Highly reflective mirror. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some of your fans had a question for you, Jazzy. Read the screen. Insubordination. Okay. Alright, so let's get on. Do you think here's a good one. Alright. Do you think when getting into a relationship, whether it be a new one or whatever, there should be a conversation, like when you finally get to the point with the person, you say that you see he's being consistent and doing his thing. Do you think that you also had a conversation about what's to be expected, boundaries and rights, roles, and responsibility? You know, do you think y'all should have that conversation then? To the point of being in a relationship? Oh, okay. I get you. I get what you're saying. So you say even before y'all get close, you said that conversation needs to be had then. So just in case his ways, it's not really lining up with yours, you can just drop him in the trash. That's what you're saying? And you said you don't want to cook and clean every day. Man, that's understandable. I mean, a lot of stuff we don't want to do every day. Seriously. Compromise, that's a great word. Huh? I'm going to look that word up because I think that is something that's lacking also in the black community is the word compromise. I mean, for real, like, We sometimes kind of drill stuff into the ground. And, you know, the thing is, the truth is that sometimes a person may not just want to do it. Now, here's the crazy part. I'm a traditional man. But I do know that sometimes, I need to take a break from the tradition. I need to take a break from the tradition. You know, would I like a home-cooked meal every day when I come in? Yes. But some days I may not want to eat that home-cooked meal. I might, let's go out over here and eat. Here's the definition. An agreement or a settlement of a dispute that is reached by each side making concessions. Settle a dispute by mutual concession. Accept standards that are lower than is desirable. I mean, that's what it is. At the end of the day, that's just what it is. Like, okay, you might want to have sex all 7 days of the week, but you got a man that works 12, 16, 18 hours a day. He cannot fuck you all the many days. He got to have time to rest and relax and rejuvenate. So pick the day that you want to be bent over. Compromise. When you want me to fuck you? Okay, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Okay, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, you're not getting this dick. Now, that's understandable right there. I'm with you partially on that statement. I'm partially with you. I also think that if you are spiritual, that there's another component. Those that read scriptures, you know that God is in this mix as well. So I believe that if we acknowledge him, he can do some amazing things. Along with, I'm going to acknowledge God, and then now as I acknowledge him, I'm going to acknowledge this woman that I want to be committed to. That's a side note on the man's side of the game. If you are spiritual. If you're not, then have at it. Go ahead, acknowledge the woman you with, acknowledge the man that you with. Let's see who we got over here in this phone queue. Go ahead. I agree. Yes, I agree. Love yourself first. Absolutely. Naturally love yourself first, you know, because that's something that we kind of used to get into it with Mr. Caffey. He used to get on me talking about, boy, you ain't supposed to love yourself. I understand what he was talking about. I understand exactly what he was talking about. But I was trying to tell him, I was like, Mr. Caffey, we talking about in relationships. He hit me with another way. He was like, boy, your mama, how many times your mama went without food or something to get your behind diaper? True, my mother told me many times how the situation was. You know, we almost went without lights because she had to get me some diapers or some of my brother's sisters. So I totally agree. How many times your mama went without buying herself something to eat to make sure you all were straight? I was like, you're right. You are absolutely right. I couldn't even contest that. I can see that. Yep. But I don't know. Right. So much revelation in relationships. I don't even want to get started. I see your boy over here. Let me see what D. What D got cooking up? Go ahead, Mr. D.
Oh man, I just want to say how you doing, Miss Jazzy? I tell you, she putting some stuff out there. I'm going to be kind of low-key tonight. I'm not going to really go in on anybody or anything. So, you know.
really, me? Come on, D.
Well, you know, she's talking about.
Give it to us. Cut and dry. Give it to us.
Well, you know, she beat me up right there when she was talking about doing things consistently and for a long, long time consistently. That just flipped my mind back to 250. If we're going to go a long, long time with consistency.
Thank you for reminding me. Yeah, I'm going to play that video. Thank you for reminding me. Thank you for reminding me.
Come on, Jazzy. Hey, tell Jazzy, show her face. Now, come on, Jazzy. Put your picture on TV. I got the 3D button hit on the big 80-inch screen here. Come on, put the picture up there.
I don't even want to ask Jazzy about showing her face no more. I don't even want to ask her. She chose insubordination tonight. So, guys, this is what you have to deal with. I'm gonna pause because D just lit a fire under me, and I'm about to throw this fire on Jazzy. Jazzy, how is this compromising? You won't show your face. Where's the compromise at? Oh. next week. That's the compromise. How sweet and nice of you to compromise next week. I might not want to show my face next week. I might, you know what, hell, let me just do this. We're gonna all sit on the show and not show our faces and not allow our fans to even see us live and direct.
Okay. Hi, shall we, Kelly? I know the setup behind Jazzy. I know why she won't show her face. Because she know if she do, I got the 3D button set on the 80-inch screen right here. She know I'll jump right into that TV and play with them dimples.
Oh.
She know
oh.
I'll be.
Oh, oh. Hey, that's what we got going on. that's why. Okay. Now see, you know, wait, now I can understand. I'm still upset, but I can understand if you don't want D to hop on that screen. If you don't want D to hop on that screen with you, okay, I can understand.
Hey, but wait a minute, T, on up, man. I want to know. I've been hearing this for quite a while, man. You spitting out those definitions of what these words mean. Now, T, I hate to do this, man. I really hate to do this, but you my boy, so
know.
I'm gonna have to get rough with you.
I know what you about to do.
With me being European. Who the
I
man
know.
That wrote them definitions for them words?
Hey, I'm just giving them just a basic definition. When I find the black definitions, you know, we remix definitions anyway. I'm giving them what Google says, but of course we're gonna turn this thing all the way around. I mean, let's go back. Rights, okay, we're talking about rights, roles, and responsibilities. You know, that's what I'm saying, a right, something that is definitely yours, meaning that you might be in this relationship with this man that, you know, he is doing things that is totally against you. You have the right to leave. That door is open. You got the right to leave.
Well, I mean, you know, if the women going to really play their role like they supposed to from the motherland, whatever the man says, the rule. I mean, that's bottom line.
They don't want to do that. They want to be, they just want to do themselves, which is, you know, God knows what.
Oh, man. Well, let me go get a Pepsi, man. I'm going to phase out and get a Pepsi. Good grief. Mm.
I'm just saying. For real, like, I've been with enough women to know, like, they just do what they want to do. And it's like, man, and that whole statement when they say you really don't know a person, you could be with a person for a while and you don't know them, all fact. You're like, man, I thought I knew her. No.
Wait a minute. Now, T, you know the school is open, man. It's $3,500 for tuition for the first semester. Here's the setup, man. If you're with a person for a little while, then you know what's getting ready to come down the pike. Because when you're with that person, now with me being 300 years old, now within the first 30 days, that person's going to automatically show me some yellow or red flags of what's coming down the pike. Even if I close my eyes and I want to make like I'm Ray Charles because the loving has got me set on top of the world. You know, you're going to see those signs. Those signs are there. It just depends on if you're willing to take the initiative to take the blinders off your eyes and see what's really happening. I don't think you have to be with a person like 40, 50 million years before you find out what's coming down. They'll let you know within the first 30 days. Actually, I don't want to pat myself on the back like a contortionist, but some women will let you know within the first 2 weeks where they hit it.
True. But I'm speaking of women that can put on a facade. To answer Jazzy's questions, you know, it's not many women I've dated. Maybe like in my first few years of dating, you know, probably what, latter teens, early 20s, is just something that I noticed. Like, man, I was dating one chick like a couple years around that time, and I was like, man, I thought I knew her, but she totally flipped the script on me. Like, okay, just came right out the bank on a whole another situation. So, you know, had to shut that down quick.
She was showing you, she was throwing out some signals, you just wasn't catching them.
Very good.
There's very few women in the world today, with the exception of the perfect goddess. There's very few women in the world today that won't let you know where they hit it.
Oh, okay.
And you know,
read the screen, D. There's a question for you. Read the screen. There's a question.
What you mean? Do you think you should commit to a person before you see them angry? Wait. Okay. Sorry. Am I pronouncing that right? Sorry. Hey, now here's the setup, Miss Kelly. Miss Kelly. Sorry, Kelly. Here's the setup. What you should do is, while you're having the conversation with the individual that you're trying to get to know, you're going to be saying and doing things which will allow you to know where you're getting to the point of no return. And when I say point of no return, is anger. Now, when you see yourself climbing up the mountain, coming up to that point of no return, you as an individual, it's up to you to de-escalate that thing before it gets way out of hand. Because, see, sometimes stupidity takes the place of anger. And things happen that people really don't want to happen until it happens. And then afterwards, they're like, oh, my God, what did I do? I done let the best man in the world go. Oh, I'm sorry. I can't say the best man in the world because that's me. But, you know, they be saying that. You know, be saying like, I done let the best one get away from me. And they run around for the next couple of months banging their head up against the wall. I wish I'd have done it a different way, this, that, and this, that, you know. What did Jasmine say?
No, Jasmine ain't saying nothing.
Okay, I'm just checking out because I thought I saw her trying to ease her picture on the screen there.
I'm going to answer the question because she said she wanted that question for the panel, so I'm going to answer. These days, 2021, I do think you should see a person in intense moments, see how they move in intense moments, because it might be, if they might move a certain way, they're like, they don't really mix well with me. I like to smell my women's breath, like for real. Like if I'm in a relationship, I want to know how that morning breath smells because I may not be able to stomach that breath in the morning. I'm just saying, I may not be able to take that breath in the morning. I got stories for days. I remember this one chick I was dating. She had a right tooth in her mouth, And we woke up in the morning, she talking about my breath was taking. So we had a whole situation. Yeah, that didn't really work out too well because I told her about that rotten tooth in her mouth. Like, you the one with a whole rotten tooth in your mouth, and you going to tell me my breath stank. And I went, man, I said it just like the way I'm standing now. I didn't, you know, scream, I didn't do all that. I just said, look, you have a rotten tooth in your mouth. But you told me my breath stank. Do you know how many times, even after you brushed your teeth, you switched around with Listerine, your breath still smells like monkey drizzle? Oh, let me stop. I'm just saying. I don't think it's a problem with seeing people at their lowest. You really should see them at their to see if that's something that you can deal with. All right, go ahead, Jazz. Mm-hmm. True. right, okay. Brother Shari Kelly, I hope that answered your question. It's top of the hour. We're going to take a break. And, yes, I got to play the Nephew Tommy situation because I got to talk about something. Let me see what we're going to do right now. Man, Tupac, man, rest in peace. Happy birthday to my nigga Tupac. Man, his birthday was yesterday. He would have been 50 years old. So, no, this is not one of Jazzy's favorites, not tonight. But this is a tribute. This is a tribute we are doing to my homie Tupac. We'll be right back.
Back to the school, so it's not a large school, but
That's right. Keep your head up. Keep your head up, man. Shout out to Tupac. May he rest in peace. Happy 50th birthday, bruh. All right, man. Welcome back to the BZA Leader That Talk radio show. I am your gracious host, Tyron Joe. All right, let's take care of a few things. Tonight's topic, rights, roles, and responsibilities. Well, you just heard Jazzy speak. She was saying that she believed in compromise, although she didn't compromise. Okay. Anyway, so with that being said, man, let's it's something that I want to address. Men taking women out on dates that have children, and the women expecting them to pay child care. I have to address that. But before I do, where's Nephew Tommy? Where is Nephew Tommy? There you go.
So
Damn. Why you gotta be a bitch ass dude? Damn, insults. Damn, lock yourself up. Damn, destroy yourself. See, that's what I'm talking about. Why, okay, before all that, everything was going good, everything was nice, but when he asked for the $250, he had to be a bitch-ass dude and all these other insults that this woman, that she hurled at this man. So anyway, y'all can answer that in the comments. Okay, I don't know who sent me this, but I know I shared it on my page. Some chick, her name on Twitter is, I said what I said. Then again, is her ex is Juicy K. And she posted, if we're going on a date and you don't offer to pay for babysitting plus a to-go, and I think is I would share this on my screen, but I ain't trying to, I only want to put it on there to give her too much time, but I already said her name, plus a to-go box meal for my child, we are not going. And what I say to that is, get your priorities straight. Because at the end of the day, the way she make it sound and the way another young lady that's been arguing with my boy, been arguing back and forth with Dwayne and everything is she makes it sound like the man is the only one that the man is trying to disrupt the circuitry of the woman and he only wants to spend time with the woman and the woman. It's so busy, it got so much stuff going to do. Until if I'm gonna stop what I'm doing for you to get my time, so you have to offer child care in the to-go box. And I say BS because if I'm gonna go out on a date with you, that means guess what? You wanna go out on a date with me also, we both are in this thing together. And I know for me, I'm not gonna go out with any woman that don't want to go out with me. So it's still going to be mutual. If it ain't mutual, we ain't doing it. But those priorities need to be straight first. She didn't have to disrespect him. But both of their time is valuable. Absolutely. I give you that. And that's why I play this big. Because I'm saying, okay, if nephew Tommy or whoever going to offer child care, yeah, how about you give me the $250? So we leveling up. We gonna level up together. All right, you give me the $250, then I toss back 50 of those, but get a little peanut, little juju down the street to come sit with your kid, and then hey, it's a win-win in this month. They bring Jazzy in. Say what? he get 50 back for Lil Juju or Peanut. It's a win. It's a win for both of them. Ultimately, Jazz, if you read in between the lines, everybody needs to keep their money in their pocket, and everybody needs to stop asking each other for money and move around. That's if you know what I mean. Say what? Well, you know, I'm a comedian. You know, I got to keep the fun. Too disrespectful. So I wish I had that video. Man, Dwayne, if you listen, Dwayne sent me some video a couple weeks ago where, it was a woman, she arguing with a dude telling him that, it was like a panel of people. She was like, it cost me $200-some to get dressed. And she was talking about, you need to pay some of that. Or something like that. She was trying to get this man, tell this man. And he was like, well, it don't cost me this type of money to get dressed. Man, who is that keep calling me? You got the wrong number, D. You got the wrong number. I don't know why this person keeps calling my phone. Anyway, what you say over here? Yeah, I agree. I was just talking about this. Yeah, everybody keep your money in your pocket. Like I said yesterday on the panel, I was like, well, I'm like, at least if the man gonna pay the child care, he needs to see the kids. Because, I mean, I know so much that's going out there. I know men too that's paying for child care. And I also know that the woman don't even have the keys. Well, that's why I said what I said yesterday. I was like, I'm gonna have to see who he is, you know. I got told that I got asked, do I have trust issues? But I'm just saying, I know of a situation right now where a dude, this chick that he, you know, just made, and you know, he wanted to kick it with her. She was like, this is what she needs. And he actually, you know, he's paying it. I know men that pay child care. And you know what, I'm going to say this. I said, now, let's say further down the line after a man been talking to this woman for a while, okay, this woman, she introduced him to her kids. You know, maybe after some years, she's introduced him to the kids. I say, then, you know, it wouldn't be a problem for me to do that. I'm like, okay, I know this woman. We've been talking for a minute. Hey, You want to go out Friday? You need somebody? All right. I'll pay whatever it is to get a little peanut to come sit down there with the kids because, you know, I've been talking to you. We got a bond. We got a relationship. Hey, everything looking good and good. I remember a woman that I dated. I mean, I've dated plenty of women with kids. And I remember a woman I dated. I bought a pizza for the kids. We was going out, and I was like, what the kids doing tonight? She was like, they just going to be sitting in the house watching a movie or playing. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy a pizza to go with the movie. All right, cool. Oh, thank you, Mr. Tyler. Thank you, Mr. Tyler. You know, after a while, but I'm like, a first date? Please. I don't know you. I don't owe you nothing on the first date. Let's go back to the super salary. Don't talk to me about what you deserve. If I'm just me and you use that word deserve, I'm getting away from you with the quickness. You might see me sprint, and I ain't sprinted since I played football 20 years ago. Tell me what you deserve. Hey, entitled. I mean, I'm a woman. I'm a woman. I deserve. Oh, man, I can't wait till Saturday to be amongst men. I can't wait to be in the room filled with men to be able to really let this out like I want to let it out, because we're going to have our manhood talk on Friday. And, I mean, for real, this is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I mean, for real, we got black men that are afraid to walk out the house. Because they fighting with the world. But then, as they get through fighting with the world, they're afraid to come home because guess who they got to go home and fight to? Fight with. This world is ridiculous. Any comments, Jazzy? I know of a situation where a woman, if you want to go out and date with her, she sends you the cash out first. Just kind of like the Nephew Tommy situation, and you got to send her some bread. But Nephew Tommy wrong. But Nephew Tommy wrong, though. Okay, I'm with you. Everybody keep your money in your pocket. No comment. Because I will not, I'm not gay. I'm like, and that's why they doing it. No, but that's why they asking for the money. Because somebody did it already. Which to begin with should have never happened. It should have never happened. Barely, like. But that's what I'm saying. Back to the basics. I'm glad you just said that, Jazzy, because thank you. Back to the basics, to the fundamentals of relationships, to the fundamental of dating, the fundamental of being a human. You meet somebody for the first time, why the hell do you feel entitled for them to come out they almost dropped a real big cuss word. Come out their party pocket and use and pull out their billfold. What does this billfold really represent? Okay, so this you require this man to pull out, or even this woman to pull out their billfold for you. on why you had an issue. Why you had an issue asking your husband? Okay. Well, Jazzy, you just said something interesting, and I do agree with you. Maybe that might be the problem, is that we tend to look at the former person that we was with, and we expect the current to be just like the former, which is really a misnomer, and it's a bad idea, it's a bad part of dating, you know? And then sometimes some people get disrespectful with it and say, well, my last didn't do this, so my last did that. Disrespect. It blows my mind. Yeah, I've had women try to be like that, but just went my way. Ignoring. I remember this one girl. I was in my 20s. She thought she had me. I was talking to her. I was like, hey, what you doing? She like, I ain't doing nothing. She was a single mom. And I think the little boy and daddy had just came to pick them up. She's like, I just sent my little son off with his daddy. She's like, you want to come over? I was like, yeah. I'm like, give me a minute. I got something else. I got something I'm doing right now. I'm going to hit you up when I get ready to come in. When I get ready to come over. She's like, I think. So when I got through doing what I was doing and I hit her up, she had a list of things that she wanted me to get. I was like, hey, I'm getting ready to come through. Okay, on your way, can you stop at McDonald's and grab a McChicken meal? I don't think I should say what I'm about to, you know, how I responded, but I might go on the set tonight. I was like, hell no, man. And I hung up the phone. I hung up the phone and went back to doing what I was doing. I'm like, man, please. You thought you had me. You ain't had me. No. Wow. I mean, well, you know, I know people's backstory, so that's why I ain't trying to put her out there like that. But yeah, I know some other stuff she done told me. And you know how it is, somebody tell you some stuff that they didn't. You know, like you talking to a person and they talk about, well, I did this person, I did that person, but they don't really think you paying attention. I'm like, well, I'm paying attention because I'm like, because if she did it to that person, guess what? She probably might try to do it to me. So that's what I do when I'm talking to people. I pay attention to stuff. I hear what they say. I add it up. I just, you know, I won't even respond, though. I just let them keep talking because I'm like, I'm just going to wait for the time when they try it to me, and it's going to be a no. I'm like, ah, geez, if she did him like that, she's going to try it with me. Yeah. Like, man, I'm not stupid. And then after that, she, you know, blew the phone up. Why you this and that? I'm like, look, give it up. Oh, somebody said they're in the queue. Let me, oh, man, I keep forgetting y'all to let me know y'all in the queue. Let's bring in Mr. D. Go ahead, Mr. D, drop some of that 300-year-old wisdom.
Well, first of all, man, you, I got to let you know, man, you my boy, but you hurt my feelings, man. You hurt my feelings. Yeah, man, when you
hold
was
on,
talking
D,
about...
Hold on, lost you. Hold on. I'm going to put you back in.
All right, you got me.
All right, now you... Hey, Jack. Hey, Cash.
All right. Are we here? You got me, boss? Oh, you got me, T? Yellow? Hello?
Yeah?
Yeah, you there, T?
Hi, Mr. D. We had you the phone.
Yeah, you there, man? Okay, you ready, boss? All right.
Hold the phone up to the mic. Yo, D. I.
Yeah, I'm here. You got me, boss.
We got you now.
Okay, well, I'm gonna make this real quick because I know my man Andy gonna drop some heavy knowledge on me. But first of all, man, when you was talking about the poor fella, I feel for the fella that's gonna be paying child care and all of that for whoever that is. He's taking out on a date. You don't come to no man like that telling me he got to cough up some money on a date like that, you know. And, you know, I inadvertently, accidentally on purpose heard somebody say some wild stuff like that yesterday, you know, on YouTube, man. But
don't say no name. We not saying no name.
Hey, I ain't going to say nothing. I told you I was going to be nice tonight. I'm going to be nice tonight. It's going to be hard for me to swallow, but I'm going to be nice tonight. But listen, man, if a woman going to come to a dude like that, first of all, that's a yellow flag for me. Second, don't be on the first date. Don't be telling me about your kids because, first of all, I need to know you before you start flipping the kids on me. If you might be in a situation like the cat was telling me when I was working for Indigo. Say he went over his side piece house and little kid was running around the house and the kid said, "Hey, you don't look like my daddy that was here last night." That's some crazy stuff, man. But, you know, you don't want to put that all out in front of the kids. Before you introduce yourself, if you're going out on a date or whatever, before you introduce your kids to that individual, make sure that y'all got the long-term plan already set out there. And number one, male or female, do not let your first date know where you live. Under no circumstances, don't let them know where you live. And even if you think that's your main squeeze in the future, don't let them know where you live until you are sure that that's going to be your main squeeze. Then at that point, go ahead on and get busy with it. But some of what Ms. Jasmine said, I have to agree with. And some of it, I'm going to have to go in here and get a Pepsi, man, because I just having trouble. It's all stuck in my neck right now. So, Hey, come on, King Anthony, tell me something, man. I'm listening.
All right. Okay. Any rebuttal, Ms. Jazzy, or anything you want to add to that? Well, I mean, I tell you, it's a panel that I've been doing since January, and the topic was it's a youth curriculum that we're doing. We're doing a youth curriculum to teach young people, the youth, about dating, to, you know, being set examples for the youth about dating. And yesterday's topic was expectations and boundaries. And it was right on time because we talked about expectations and boundaries. And this one young lady, she really had a she really, you know, had a strong like gravitational pull to the fact that that we was wrong. That, you know, well, if you was on Facebook, you would see my post, and you would see all the people that commented on that post, and you would see that pretty much everybody that commented on that post was against the woman, but she was the one that was for the woman, and she fought and argued with Dwayne on that post for a while until I shut it down. When I shut it down, could nobody go back in there and argue? But they argued, they went strong. And, you know, it just does something to me because I'm going to talk on this. Honestly, about 10, 11 years ago, I used to be really big into debating and arguing until the time came where I almost lost my life. Okay? And when it got to that point where I was like, I could lose my life, that's when I stopped all that debating and arguing. Here to this day, if I see somebody just going to keep going back and forth, you're going to see me vanish away from that person quick. You're going to just see me get out the way because I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that with nobody. Like, I hate doing that even in relationships, going back and forth arguing. I just don't, because people don't understand when you got a knife or a gun in your face, all because a disagreement started, you're gonna rethink your life, okay? You're gonna be like, is it that worth it that I'm gonna argue this point to the fact that I'm about to lose my life and we arguing something that ain't giving us no money? We ain't getting paid a dime, but we going toe to toe about a point that's getting ready to cause me to be 6 feet deep. I can't do that no more. I can't. Even on this podcast, if I see I'm getting ready to argue with something, the fact that I got control of this board, I'm using mics, I'm taking people off of the screen, because I'm not going to argue with you. Refuse to. All right, let me bring in, what'd you say? No, they just, okay. Yeah, she said she really believed that. She said that she believed that if a woman, if a man, the way she talked about it, she made it seem like a man was bothering a woman by asking her out for a date. So she's like, well, if he want my time, and you know I'm already focused on my child, my kids, and he want my time to take me out of my comfort zone for him to, you know, sit in his face and talk to him. Yes, he needs to offer child care. And then it went from there to, you know, disagreements, and then next it went to insults. You know, and so, you know, when insults start, it's over with. It's like, all right, we ain't got nothing to agree with now. Now we're going to just go in on each other, and it's just going to go bad from there. Let me bring in King Dwayne.
What's up, bro?
Hey, what's up with y'all, man? What's up? I want to say good evening to you, Lord Ty. Good evening to Miss Jazzy over there. Good evening to Miss Jazzy. Good evening to my good brother, Mr. D out there, the Pepsi man. but to provide some more context, you know what I'm saying, I heard Jazzy chiming in and everything. Yeah, you know, I'll come in and ask you a question. Yeah, there was no context to the situation. Oh, there was no resolution, I should say. Because this particular young lady wanted to continue talk about how she felt like her opinion, as we talked about earlier, as you and Ms. Jazzy were talking about entitlement and spoiled and all that different stuff, this particular individual wanted to continue to go in talking about pretty much how her opinion is her opinion because she's single and she can just throw her opinion to the moon and back. There's no type of accountability. There's no restraint on the tongue. There's none of that, even as a 40-year-old man. Bro, I can't go out here just talking however I want to talk all over the place. We're in time where somebody could shoot you dead by what you out here spitting out your mouth, like you just said. You know what I'm saying? And let me give you a little story. Last week, my cousin, and I'm sure, I believe you know my cousin, Ty, but she worked at a bank in Gary, Indiana, okay? Some young men walked in there, so you probably saw it in the news. Some young men walked in there They shot down a guard, killed this man, took him from his family, okay? You know what I'm saying? Now, when they find out who did it, one of the perpetrators is a young, decorated, should have been future athlete, future gone. You know what I'm saying? So you tell now you talk about a man who works hard and religiously and purposefully to do the right thing. The young men that you talk about and the young lady that you're trying to be a leader in front of and give them certain advice, you know what I'm saying? You're out here doing what you should be doing right. You're trying to be a noble citizen, a God-fearing person. You're out here doing the right thing. Now, you sit that person, you sit that person next to the felon who messed up their lives. It don't matter how young they are, old they are, walked in, killed a guard. Now you have a rap sheet that's going to follow you for the rest of your life. You put him next to the man who's done, tried to do everything that right to the best of his ability. Who you think should get the perks and the advantages in life when it comes down to the benefits?
Say it again.
That's a question to you, Lord Tom. I say, who do you think should get the benefits when you put a felon who's walked in, killed a guard, tried to rob a bank, and then you put him next to a person who's taking care of his family, trying to do the right things, going to work every day, being a leader in the community? Who do you think should be first in line when it comes down to
it? It should be the man that's trying to do good for his family and do good for the community.
Exactly. But only in this day and time can you put those two men next to each other and they get treated the exact same. And that's the issue with a lot of these new day women today. Going back to what Ms. Jazzy was talking about earlier and how entitled these women act, thinking that they just deserve whatever. And they can use the excuse that, oh, I was just young when I did that. I was so young. Ain't no judge and no court of law going to take the excuse that I'm just too young. Because this young man who killed this guard and took this guard from his family, oh, he was a young, decorated athlete. His future was set, bro, if he hadn't did what he just did last week in Gary, Indiana, in that bank. Now his future is about to take a whole nother turn that's going to be attached to a rap sheet that most people are not going to ignore. And that, I say all that to say this. That is the actions of a stray dog. That is the actions of someone who is godless, who is lawless, who moves. I mean, we want to stay in the street. We want to go into the way God look at it. He's moving like a stray dog. But we're quick to call the men out on stuff like that. But we won't be accountable. And we want to pat it. Oh, that's a woman. And that. No, it's time for the women to call out the ones that are acting entitled and spoiled and ratchet and thottish and all this other different stuff. And then when it's time to own up to your past and your rap sheet and your scarlet letter, you can't explain now one thing to these people about why you have your rap sheet, why you have your scarlet letter, why you have your failed your relationships where you are not being cooperative and having more than a year or months with a man. How long was your last relationship? It was only a couple of months, 5 years ago, stuff like that. Like, why are you being pregnant longer than you actually being in a relationship with the man you were pregnated by? Things like that. And then, you know what I'm saying, by the time we get to your post that you shared, I said what I said. Juicy K wants to say, if we're going on a date and you don't offer, because that's what the young lady wanted to keep pointing out, we're going on a date and you don't offer to pay for a babysitter to go box meal for my child, we are not going. Well, you know what? Deuces kick rocks, because you're right, we ain't going. You get your to go box. Where baby Lose daddy? Because you ain't going to tell. I don't got to offer nothing. How dare you? And then this mug want to keep on trying to defend the mug. Like you said, everybody on there got common sense. And this mug want to keep on talking about the key word is offer. And it's this and it's this. Look, that's why them head games and got her in trouble for months, for most of last year and this year so far in trouble. Because these mugs over there, they want to continue to play head games. And ain't nobody trying to play. That's some foolishness to sit up there and say that. And then, like you pulled out and called out on the show, you go down further and the goofy mug gonna say, why should my baby daddy, now you're gonna include the baby daddy, why should my baby daddy or I have to come out of our pocket you know what? You need to stay with him. You need to get back with him. That's what you need to do. Why should we need to come out our pockets when you're the one asking me out? The whole date should already be planned out, including all. Yeah, I'm supposed to make, including all the extras. So the extras is supposed, I'm going to put a baby and make sure they good, and then bring them to go boxes because for wherever we ate or whatever, because that's your Disneyland delusion, because that's what a real date is in this damn time. To lay out a red carpet before these lazy new women, these new, because it ain't all of them, it's these new women. Who they done watch so many love and hip hop and all these Disneyland fantasies. You think no matter how you act, as I explained the young man who murdered the officer, you think that no matter what your rap sheet is, that a knight in shining armor is supposed to come out, say, forget anything you've ever done, forget your bogus attitude, forget your mentality, because this woman who made this tweet, you can read the tweet and see how entitled she sounds. You ain't gonna tell me what I should be bringing, nothing. You can kick rock like a mug. Skip to my loop, because we're not about to play with you. We're not about to play out here with you in these streets. And that's what men have to go through out here when they're looking, even when we want to give an opportunity. We want to pick certain women. And they just keep opening that mouth and proving to us. Like my man told me, broke down to me, when it comes down to a stray dog, you look for the collar. You look to see if, because sometimes a stray, you know what I'm saying? If they got a collar, say, you know they've had an owner. You know they've had training. You know that they've not just been a stray from birth. There's some salvaging that situation. But these, you got out here, you got these mugs that, whether men or women, they're loose out here. They're lawless. They're moralist. They just feel whatever they feel goes. And I'm just going to deflect this thinking to somebody, because the delusion has to be real for me to get what I want. But no, you got some people out going to tell you your delusion is a delusion, and we ain't going for it. We ain't got to put up the tab to save you and rescue you from all your goofy mistakes in your life that we can see running around behind you, 3, 4 years old, a toddler, but where the man at it, and this is a 1-year-old, or this is a 3-year-old, whatever, where the man at? Well, I don't know, this, that, other, but you want us to step up into that and get Happy Meals and all this other stuff. Man, if you don't go sit that mess down. This is a problem out here, man. So, man, look, loving what you're doing over here, Super Sally, you know, that's what I call it. I'm loving what you're doing over here. Keep up the fight, brother. Because, man, we got to make these mothers understand that, look, we ain't got nothing against you, but if we going to choose you, at least be humble. At least be grateful, because if a man step up to you having baby daddy, 3 or even 1, whatever, you got to be really grateful for that man stepping up to, because he don't have to do that. It's a thankless job, and he could be taking on a lot of stuff that he's never going to get honored for. So, man, I want to listen to the rest of the show, man. Go ahead and bow for the moment.
All right, man. Appreciate it, bro. How can I say this? It's really just unfortunate. But I want to hear what Jazzy has to say. Okay, I got questions for you then. I got questions for you. But I got a question for you, Jazzy. But can you see why? I know you're gonna put me in that box. But men like me, Dwayne, is just men. Men that ain't going for the foolishness. Can you see why we like we are with these women? Because this is what we up against when we out here entertaining these women. These women are saying all this stuff to us, and we really have to. If you a strong man. You really gotta, you like, let me just put you behind me. And the crazy part, some of these chicks that be talking this crazy stuff, fine, sexy looking women. And you know, and in your back of your mind you like, this is flip a coin season, like, man, if I pass on this, I might be passing on some good sex. But I'm here to tell you, men, they women outnumber us 8-1. If I'm wrong on my ratio, put it in the chat. But they outnumber us. So okay, that woman right there wanted you to pay the child care. Move on to the next one. So what are you missing out on? So what if you think you're missing out on some good sex? The next woman that you might talk to, hers might even be even better. But yeah, back to my question though. Can you see, Jazzy, why we like this? Because this is what we're up against when we're entertaining these women. This is what we're up against. Fetty, huh? You want to use Fetty? Well, we wouldn't approach you like that, Jazzy, because if you ain't talking about dropping some cash for a child care, yeah, we not gonna hit you with, we ain't gonna hit you with the crazy face and walk away. We ain't gonna do that. Like, wait, talk, man, wait. What is it? Hey, someone ran off with mine. Oh. man, but Dwayne said he hearing in some states 19-1. Look at that, 19 women. So, okay, so if this chick over here cutting up, why? Why, Jazzy? Why, Jazzy? Why? Talk to me. That Dwayne is right. It's so much. That's what I'm saying. It's so much stuff I see. And a lot of time I keep it to myself. Sometimes I don't even bother to share that stuff. I'm like, look at this silly stuff. Or look at this crazy mug over here. And I just keep it moving. Like, look at that. Shaking my head. But that's true. They post all kind of stuff. And the thing is, they post it because, like you said earlier, Jazzy, it's men out here that's actually doing it. Yeah, I mean, I've been knowing men since I was teenagers. Since I was a teenager, me and been paying for child care. So, but, you know, it's something I never really spoke on. But I've been knowing men been doing that. I know men actually, we didn't have cash out back then, but men actually give women money just because. I mean, the reason why I don't speak on it because, again, that's their business. But when you try to make it my business, and when you expect me to do it, then I'm going to speak on it. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that. Simple as that. Good evening, Mary Kennedy. I hope all is well. Let me see. Master singleness. You cannot bring marital laws in your single situation. Blessings and abundance, royal expectations to your relationship. Okay, now I need you to do me one favor, Mary. Explain to me this section right here where you said you cannot bring marital laws in your single situation. Break that down. I would love to hear the breakdown on that. Let me see what Mr. B says. Some women brains is like scrambled. get your boy, Jazzy. Get them together. He said scrambled eggs. All right, let me see. If ever you can master self, you would eliminate exceptions because you know you're sustained, whole, one, complete. That, Jazzy, you were talking about loving yourself. Is that the same as mastering self?
So what? So I mean, tell me what you got on this. Tell me what you got on this. What's your thoughts? Mm-hmm. Oh, the first one that she said. No, I'm about to get it for you. No, here you go. Master's singleness. You cannot bring marital laws in your single situation. I want her to break that that middle part down like this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I think she did. I think here we go. Let's see. She said, you cannot apply marriage rights, roles, and responsibilities when single. I get what she's saying because the only real relationship is one that's a marriage one. But what I need Mary to do is really think about reality for a minute. Think about this world that we live in is people that don't want to be married. People that do not want to be married, but they desire companionship. And with that being said, they move in, they live with each other, you know, after they got through the getting to know you process, getting to know you phase or whatever, and you know, they've been knowing each other for, you know, a year or two. They say, hey, you wanna go ahead and come back into the phone queue, Dwayne. Yeah, come back to the phone queue because, we're going to be wrapping this thing up here in a minute. I didn't even know what time it was. Dad, why you didn't tell me what time it was? Because we didn't just, I didn't even know. But anyway, after you didn't get with the person and you didn't get to know them, and, like, now you know the family dog, you know the kids, you know the grandkids, you taking them all out. You know, you taking the grandkids out for ice cream. You're like, hey, what, you want to move in? Like, sure, let's do that. They move in. Before you know it, they've been together 20, 30 years. I got people like that in my family. I had people like that in my family. They were together 20, 30 years before they got married, but they finally got married after 20 or 30 years. So that's what I'm saying. Like, let's add them to the equation. There's people that just marriage is not an option. So what about them? You cannot apply, you know, marital laws to a single situation. I'm with you on one end. I'm with you. But if you're not trying to be married, but you are still being human to this person. You know, you're still being sensitive to their feelings. You are, you know what I'm saying, you are doing things to make them feel special, doing things to make them smile. Hold on, we got some more. Okay, if he's up right at the end. Let me see what Dwayne. Social media gives folks courage to release their true opinions, feelings, and go unchecked because they are shielded. True. Let me see. D said, mastering their self is keeping batteries handy. Ooh. Yikes. Let's see. Anthony, you master yourself and then you master your mate. If you are sexing each other and especially having children together, you are married biblically. Yeah, or even here, you know, outside of biblical, they call it common law marriage. If you've been with a person, in certain states, if you've been with them for 7 years, you've been married to this, you know, you've been living with this person 7 years, you are basically married, and then y'all can start filing each other on taxes. Come on now. Let's see. You may have the power for the future, but you can play marital rules on a single court. I guess that you can play marital rules on a single court. All right, let's see what we got over here. They don't have to marry, just don't have sex. Nothing's wrong with that. You can do that, but you have to sustain the relationship. Okay, that's the other thing. You say don't have sex. Come on, I'm going to give you the reality. The reality is that people are having sex
before marriage. They're having sex during marriage. And here goes something. Here goes something about the drug on. They have sex after marriage. I know plenty of people that after they get divorced, they still have sex with the person they just got divorced from. Facts. Reality. What we got? Why does expectations kill relationships? Is that question for me or Mary? Put that in the chat. We got to wrap. We got to move fast. We're going to move fast. I see the comments coming in, but let me move over here. And we're going to bring Dwayne. We're going to bring Dwayne back in. D, if you want to come back in, hurry up and say something. If you want to come back in, D. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hey, yeah, what's up, man? Hey, appreciate you. I'm going to say this real quick because I forgot to say it a little bit earlier, and a comment came in and made me realize that I missed it. But when you're talking about mastering your, you know, saying yourself, yes, people worry so much about these other natural, tangible degrees and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, the best master's degree that you can get is in yourself. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I remember there was a comment put online that I believe you had commented on where a young lady had talked about how, you know, man, I love my kids, but I just need a break. And I just did that and other. And so I remember a male came on who has his children full custody. You know what I'm saying? Was talking about how he never needs a break from his child because he mastered himself, therefore understanding that his children are himself, he can deal with his children. You know what I'm saying? And I say all that to say this. When the scriptures talk about becoming one flesh, and this is why I said I made a post early in the week that you came on, where I said there's a difference between one flesh and there's a difference between one spirit. One spirit is between the man. One flesh is a combination of flesh. What is that? Your child. So where people mess up is that they're out here doing it because this is where we, you know, I feel like the word play comes in because I see the comment being talking about mastering yourself and you can't apply marital things to single this, that, and other, but single folks are doing married things. We're living in reality, okay? Everything is not kingdom. Everybody is not applying their movements to kingdom. Therefore, when you have a child with somebody, you're forcing biblical things. That's why you have people that say, I know her biblically. I know him biblically. Because what they're implying is that I've had sex with that person. I'm constantly having sex with that person. So this same person who told you a while ago, Ty, told you that you can't operate in what should be or what could be. Look at how the tables turn because that's what this person is doing. You can't sit up here and talk about what should or could. These people are doing, okay? They're doing. They're knocking the boots. They're knocking them. So when a child comes out of it, when a child, by the time a child comes out of it, you're married for life, whether you went down the aisle or not. You're married. You're biblically dealing with each other. And if you haven't mastered yourself, let alone the person you're dealing with, then you ain't going to know how to master your children. You don't even know how to do it. That's why you're having headaches. Because your children are the perfect. What did our parents always used to say? You gave me hell, but your children going to give you hell. You going to get it back with your children. You know why? Because they understood seeing yourself again. And a lot of people, because they never took the time to master themselves, God gave it right back to them through their child, that one flesh. I'm out, boss.
All right. You know, Mary, I do agree. The reality is that we are here to change the culture, King. Hold on. I was wondering where that was coming from. Okay. I do agree. We do have that power to to change the culture, King, turn from the world to him. That's resolved. I mean, I'm going to put it like this. I do believe that my mission is here to help people really get through relationships and things, because rare contrary. Shout out to everybody that watched me on Thursday night. Shout out to my loyals that watched this show. Rare contrary, I know a lot of people may laugh and joke and think, you know, he ain't who. What type of advice? There are people, you know, some people, they don't want me to post their comments or anything like that. They want that to be remain private. They tell me thank you. They literally tell me thank you. They say, hey, some of the stuff that you've been talking about on your podcast, or some of the stuff that you post on your page, I really thought about it, and you actually made sense. I've had people that have argued with me for a while,
and then went and thought about what I said and applied it and it made sense. So, you know, it's something out there I'm doing. I'm doing something right out there for people to be, you know, getting with me and really, you know, enjoying it. I'm getting people asking for me to do interviews with them. Matter of fact, today I got an inbox today. It said a young man, he want to run his own podcast. And this person, this big time person, in my opinion, she recommended me and she said, can you take him under your wing? So we're going to see what this young man is talking about. It's a young man in his 20s. He want to learn how to run his own podcast. You probably see him on his show here pretty soon once I get a chance to talk to him. So we out here trying to really, I mean, I'm really trying to help people because there's behaviors such as, okay, Nephew Tommy, we know that was a prank phone call. He's joking. But behaviors such as I need $250 in my cash out before I can come do a date, or I need you to pay this child care, you know, before this. Come on, that behavior got to leave. That behavior got to go. Let me toss this back over to Jazzy. Any final comment, Jazzy? I'm going to say something. You know, Anthony just said something about one flesh, and you were saying that earlier, Jazzy, when you were talking about, you know, remember I was talking about Mr. Kathy was telling me that if your mama went some days without eating to get your behind some diapers. Remember I was telling you that? And then you was like, well, you a part of your mom, so isn't it like she, you know, she was able to, you know, benefit from you getting diapers too? One flesh. I just wanted to make that connection because, yeah, I mean, it's the more area. You know, now I'm about to be on some shenanigans. Oh, okay. I was just about to, because you said they need to grow up in that area. I'm like, it's some other areas too. because I'm just gonna say two things: Summer's Eve and Vagin Seal. You know, I had to say something crazy. I had to. I'm just saying, like, it's hot. It's 90 degrees today. Watch that thing, okay? Please, because, I was all at work today, Lord. I just kind of kept it to myself, but I was at work today, and we was out there, you know, man, shout out to the job. They had this snow cone. They had this snow cone truck out there. We was up there eating snow cone, right? And we was sitting on this bench, but I'm like, damn, who is they? That boy was like,
I was around women, so, you know, that's all I'm saying. If it was the men, then I was like, okay, maybe it's a man that's sick, but it was some of my women coworkers. So I'm like, man, who is that? Okay, I'm gonna stop saying Vagisil or Summer's Eve, because I know that's really not for black women. Vagisil, Summer's Eve, is that for black women? Because y'all don't need to watch that. Y'all do not need to watch that beautiful gift from God. You do not need to watch that beautiful gift from God with Vagisil or Summer's Eve, but. I'ma leave some of these Vagisil alone. I ain't saying this about some of these Vagisil. But what do y'all use, though? Do y'all use Dove? Because I be wondering why y'all use Dove. I'll see that. Grand evening, Barry. Thank you for stopping by, hollered at us. I mean, okay, but seriously, all right, we're going to leave. We are done, but I'm just going to say this, though. Make sure everybody, okay, men, watch yourself, too. But ladies, for real, 90 degrees, clean it. All right, I'm out. let me wrap this thing up. Hey, thank you all, everybody, for tuning in, for real. We love you. We love you all for what y'all are doing. Hey, keep on rocking with us. Hey, what they say is up from here. That's it. It's up from here. Next week, I don't know what we're going to be on next week. What we talk about next week, Dad? Yeah, what we talking about next week, Dad? Because, Stupid Salad been over with a couple weeks ago. But the thing is, though, the nitty-gritty. The nitty-gritty really could be in the foundation, because like I said earlier, if that foundation ain't right, that house going to fall. Hello. So, see? And then just the little foxes that spoil the vine. So, okay, but we're going to get the nitty-gritty. Right, real quick, tell me what is one thing from the nitty-gritty that we need to address. Okay. I ain't got no pen to write that down, so we're going to talk about immaturity and behaviors next week. Okay, we're going to do that. We're going to talk about immaturity and behavior. I mean, rich is really bad when you, like you said, you're in your 30s and 40s. I mean, hell, I know women in their 50s and 60s. I know women and men. I mean, let me do that, because I don't want to be sexist. No, I know both men and women in their 50s and 60s. Yeah, true. They really need to get it together. They really need to get it together. Oh, most definitely. We're gonna see about putting that in the mix. But until then, yo, Saturday night, y'all. Father's Day Eve, Juneteenth. Man, come rock with us. Matter of fact, we're gonna have Dwayne. Dwayne gonna be in the building. Man, shout out to Dwayne. He gonna be in the building. In person with us, in the studio, in the temple, the Gary Muslim Temple, Saturday evening, 7 p.m. Central Time. I guess that's going to be 8 p.m. Eastern Time for everybody, all my Indianapolis folks and all my Gary and Chicago folks, 7 p.m. We're going to be in the building. We have a topic. We're going to have a discussion about manhood. Where did it come from? Where is it at now? And where is it going? The email, Charles Abdullah, man, that brother, that's a bright brother, 80, I think last year he was 82, or this year he's 82, 80-something, this man, 80-something years old, strong as a tank. I enjoy listening to email Abdullah, so I can't wait. Also, Mr. Cappy going to be in the building, too. You're going to see Mr. Cappy in person. He's going to be sitting up with us in person talking to us, so that's why I'm just excited and happy, because I get to be not only with men, but with men that's older than me, that's old enough to be my father, even grandfather, that's going to give me some wisdom.
so I can't wait. I cannot wait. I'm about to call somebody out, though, Mr. D. Mr. D, who has yet to be on the camera, who has yet to come in the studio. He would, his presence would be greatly appreciated in this men's conversation. So, Mr. D, you got 2 days, you know, to figure out if you're going to roll up to Gary with us. And I had his, chit-chat with us on Saturday evening, Mr. D. Anyway, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Everybody keep in mind that next week, Jazzy said she's going to let us, she's going to bless us with her presence. I'm just saying, I mean, because she see her fans even asked why she can't show her pretty face. When I saw her face, I'm gonna sing that song. I'm about to sing that song. When I saw her face, I'm a believer. okay. All right, cause you know what? I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna say this, that we're gonna get out of here. You know, like I ever did online dating. And I hate when people be lying about their pick. Like you looking at the pick, you like, damn, she's fine. But then when you see, like, man, well, who was that? Well, that was, you know, 3-4 years ago when I was dead. I'm like, they do want to come to your house? Oh. Okay, yeah, I just did it because I was bored, but you know we ain't gonna. I mean, for real, like I was bored and I didn't really have. I was in between jobs, so I think somebody asked me about the answer. I think this was the answer that Mary gave was about when you ask why expectation. I think no problem getting married. Stop doing it your way. See, I think that was the answer. I'm not sure, but yeah, I didn't really have much money, so I wasn't driving too much nowhere, and I was in between. I ain't gonna say in between jobs, but I was working contract jobs where you might work a week this week, and then next week you off, and then you work the week after, you know. And so money just was real funny around that time. So I'm just doing, you know. Online dating, and I went out on a whole bunch of dates. And, you know, hey, it was affordable dates. You know, we had a good time. Why, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah, I mean, for real, that was back years ago, 2013. About what? Eight years ago. But, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to see you next week. But before next week, please tune in on Saturday. Because, you know, it's Father's Day on Sunday, and, you know, I ride for the fathers. No, I'm not a father yet, but I actually been celebrating Father's Day because there's just so many people be saying Happy Father's Day. I'm like, well, I might as well. I mean, you guys single moms that celebrate, so why can't I celebrate? So, hey, might as well. So, tune in with us on Saturday night. I believe somebody's going to be blessed. Somebody's going to be healed. For real, I believe that. I really believe that. But without further ado, we're gonna also be back next Thursday with another hitter. So everybody, have yourself a great night. Peace, 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 peace.